Tyrion kissed her hand and climbed inside the empty wardrobe. Alayaya closed it after him. He groped for the back panel, felt it slide under his fingers, and pushed it all the way aside. The hollow space behind the wall was pitch black, but he fumbled until he felt metal. His hand closed around the rung of a ladder. He found a lower rung with his foot and started down. Well below street level, the shaft opened onto a slanting earthen tunnel, where he found Varys waiting with a candle in hand. Varys did not look at all like himself. A scarred face and a stubble of dark beard showed under the spiked steel cap, and he wore mail over his boiled leather, dirk and short sword at his belt.
"Was her tire to your satisfaction, my lord?"
"Almost too much so," admitted Tyrion. "You're certain this woman can be relied on?"
"I am certain of nothing in this fickle and treacherous world, my lord. Shatiya has no cause to love the queen, though, and she knows that she has you to thank for ridding her of Al-Ardeem. Shall we go?"
He started down the tunnel. "Even his walk is different," Tyrion observed. The scent of sour wine and garlic clung to Varys instead of lavender. "I like this new garb of yours," he offered as they went.